Lapine continues its search for a city manager. Current manager Rick Allen took the job a year ago on an interim basis. Now, the city has gone through a couple of searches recently, now feels they're getting an adequate pool of applicants. Allen says they're looking at people with different backgrounds.
We have looked at a non-traditional manager, maybe someone from the business community, which I have a business background with government, and that's worked well in Lapine, and it's working well in Prineville. Steve Forrester, we always laugh, him and I, about we're the two non-traditional city managers in Central Oregon, where we're not kind of your typical city government city manager. We both have more business background than we do government.
The city has about interviews after the first of the year and hope to hire us down to four or five. They'll conduct interviews after the first of the year and hope to hire someone by February. A former Redmond High School principal says the school district is guilty of racial discrimination and retaliation. Brian Lemos also claims that the district lied about his use of prescription drugs while on the job. He's filed a series of tort claims against the district. The district fired Lemos on October 12th for what they termed misconduct and performance issues. A district spokesman says Lemos' allegations are false. An article in the Bulletin says Lemos has previously been disciplined by the State Teacher Standards and Practices Commission. Extended jobless benefits will expire in a few weeks, and U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley supports a further extension. Some say that extended benefits are already creating too much dependency on the system, but Merkley says the stories of people abusing the system are probably exaggerated.
And certainly, even with the continued UI framework, it's going to disappear because it's still limited in time. So you're going to be you are given a bridge. But that bridge has a definite endpoint under the system as we're trying to sustain it right now. So there is a big incentive to use that time in that bridge to go out and find your future, get retraining, look for work, find a way to keep your family afloat.
Merkley also says when you have a huge number of people on unemployment, it's probably easy to find a few stories of those that are abusing the system. The Oregon Attorney General's Office releases its list of the 20 worst charities of the year. Tony Green says that the worst offenders have a common denominator when it comes to what they do with collected funds.
Most of the money that they're spending is going either to administrative costs or it's going to telemarketers, and very little of the money is actually going to charitable purposes.
You can see the list at the Oregon Attorney General's website. Green says the best thing to do is research a charity before deciding to give. Now, the Better Business Bureau recommends giving only to organizations that spend at least 65% of their funds on the charity itself. The favorite way to go over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house is still the family car. 1110 KBND's Lynn Masterson reports.
29% of the population will be traveling over the year-end holidays, and that's an increase of 1.4% compared to last year.
Marie Dodds with AAA says it's more cost-effective to take the extra family members in the car, and airline travel is down almost 10% this year. The average distance traveled by car decreases just slightly. Be prepared for winter driving with chains and emergency supplies, as well as a charged cell phone. In Portland, Lynn Masterson, News Talk 1110 KBND.
Oregon State Police Superintendent Chris Brown will step down at the end of the year. Brown has served with the state police since 2008. He was a police chief of Roseburg and sheriff of Douglas County before that. He's retiring after a little more than a year as state police superintendent. Deputy Superintendent Richard Evans will succeed him. And Wednesday was graduation day for 140 at-risk youth in the Oregon Youth Challenge program in Bend. The alternative high school offers a military-style program for students who've dropped out of school or are failing. Deschutes County Commissioner Alan Unger says the program helps students turn their lives around.
It's very inspirational. You hear about kids who are ready to maybe go into prison because they've been making poor choices. They have poor friends. They reflect on their lives. They decide that life is more important to take a different path, and they do, and it's just life-changing.
For these stories and more, check us out online at kbnd.com and get instant updates when you follow us on Twitter. That's instant updates on breaking news. Our next newscast at 7:05. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for News Talk 1110. KBND, depend on us.